are too lazy to register an account podcast episode number 85. Today is the 8th of June 2020, and I'm your host, Sophia. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic, Nature is Healing. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Many of us know instinctively that time in nature is great for body and mind, and a growing body of research is now scientifically proving that time in nature leads to better health. Our ancient ancestors knew of the benefits of spending time with nature, but the idea of nature as a healer can be found in the ancient healing traditions of India, such as Ayurveda and Vedic medicine. It is also recommended that we stay in nature every day, not only for our health and well-being, but also for our physical and mental health. We know that science and research are only just beginning to understand that the healing power of nature can have a significant impact on our mental well-being. This was inspired by the Forestry Commission in Japan, which in the early 1980s began advising people to take a walk through the forests to improve health. That sounds like a pretty good idea until a handful of Japanese researchers set out a few years ago to find out if something special and clinically therapeutic happens when people spend time outdoors. This practice is called forest bathing or Shinrin-yoku and is believed to reduce stress, but this has not been proven. They saw evidence that nature is capable of healing, not only in terms of physical health, but also in terms of mental well-being. All over the world, people are noticing changes in the natural world, and perhaps they are noticing things they did not have time for before, things they could not hear or see because of traffic or pollution. It is obvious that this pandemic has brought beautiful changes to the planet, along with terrible things for millions of people around the world. There is a contradictory view that these improvements are small and will not make a dent in global warming, a much-needed solution to climate change, but there is plenty of room for improvement. Even the mere sight of nature photos reinforces the feeling of connectedness with other living beings, which in turn reminds people of the basic values of generosity and care. A study by the University of Rochester found that when exposed to nature, people tend to be more sympathetic to animals, birds, plants, and other animals. Another study, published in the Journal of Environmental Psychology, showed that people exposed to nature for only 20 minutes a day experienced an increase in compassion for animals and a decrease in negative emotions such as anxiety, depression. People are now shifting from casual contact with nature to an active search for the potential healing properties of the natural world. Connecting with nature and helping to develop a strong sense of self can be an effective tool in treating mental health problems such as depression, anxiety and stress. The Japanese have been advocating the benefits of spending time in the forest for decades. Shinrin-yoku, which translates to forest bathing, is a common practice in Japan that absorbs the sights, smells and sounds of a natural environment to maximize physical and mental health. This trend has increased in recent years, and there are a number of in-depth sessions on the subject, such as a recent one at the University of California, San Diego. A recent Nature Conservancy survey found that 5% of American adults spend at least 1 hour each day in a national park. And they do it more often than any other age group in the U.S., according to the National Park Service. I love my state's national parks, but I have refused to visit them since this email began. I am one of several doctors who have found new data on nature's health, and I am referring to a study in which people took a 90-minute walk without scanning their brains before and after. People who went for walks in nature had decreased activity in the subgenital prefrontal cortex, which is associated with recurrent pimple removal. The problem is that most of the research that shows how wonderful nature is coincides with people actually spending time in nature. This means that it is difficult to show cause and effect to natural landscapes, because things happen when people are in a natural environment. Nevertheless, the results of this research are robust and consistent with previous studies on the impact of natural landscapes on health and well-being. He pointed out that this was the first randomized, controlled trial of its kind in the United States and the world. It is no surprise to hear that the environment of living, breathing plants, birds and animals can reduce stress levels, improve mood, combat depression, increase energy levels and memory, and improve our overall well-being. Science and popular culture could soon start to appreciate something we hashtag it has probably been known for a long time that human body, mind and spirit benefit from nature as a being. Scientific research and books on the subject are on the rise, with many of us anticipating or experiencing the benefits of nature for our health, well-being and mental health. Episode 85 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Sophia Fletcher. Adios.